Section 4. Sharing the road. Rules for driving roundabouts. WisconsinRoundabouts.gov. General information for all roundabouts. Roundabouts are becoming more common in the U.S. because they provide safer and more efficient traffic flow than standard intersections. By keeping traffic moving one way in a counterclockwise direction, there are fewer conflict points and traffic flows smoothly. Crash statistics show that roundabouts reduce fatal crashes about 90%, reduce injury crashes about 75%, and reduce overall crashes about 35% when compared to other types of intersection control. When driving a roundabout, the same general rules apply as for maneuvering through any other type of intersection. Truck apron. Large vehicles need more space when driving in a roundabout. A truck apron is a paved area on the inside of the roundabout for the rear wheels of large trucks to use when turning, sometimes referred to as off-tracking. Truck aprons are not to be used by cars, SUVs, or pickup trucks. Steps for driving a roundabout. 1. Slow down. Obey traffic signs. 2. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists. 3. Yield to traffic on your left already in the roundabout. 4. Enter the roundabout when there is a safe gap in traffic. 5. Keep your speed low within the roundabout. 6. As you approach your exit, turn on your right turn signal. 7. Yield to pedestrians and bicycles as you exit. Emergency vehicles in the roundabout. Always yield to emergency vehicles. If you have not entered the roundabout, pull over and allow emergency vehicles to pass. If you have already entered the roundabout, safely exit the roundabout at the next right, then pull over and allow emergency vehicles to pass. Avoid stopping in the roundabout. Driving a roundabout with two or more lanes. Choose the proper lane before entering. As you get closer to the roundabout entrance, it is very important to observe the signs and arrows to determine which lane to use before entering a roundabout. Black and white signs on the side of the road and white arrows on the road will show the correct lane to use. In general, if you want to make a left turn, you should be in the left lane or other lanes that are signed and marked as left turn lanes. If you want to make a right turn, you should be in the right lane or other lanes that are signed and marked as right turn lanes. If you want to go straight, observe the signs and arrows to see what lane is correct. Left turns, U-turns, use left lane. When approaching the roundabout, use the left lane, or other lanes that are signed and marked as a left turn lane. Yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Yield to all traffic on your left before entering the roundabout. Enter the roundabout when there is a safe gap in traffic. Stay in your lane. Use your right turn signal to exit the roundabout. Yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk at the exit. Going straight. Use right lane or left lane. When approaching the roundabout, choose the correct lane for your desired exit. Yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Yield to all traffic on your left before entering the roundabout. Enter the roundabout when there is a safe gap in traffic. Stay in your lane. Use your right turn signal to exit the roundabout. Yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk at the exit. Right turns. Use right lane. When approaching the roundabout, use the right lane, or other lanes that are signed and marked as a right turn lane. Yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Yield to all traffic on your left before entering the roundabout. Enter the roundabout when there is a safe gap in traffic. Stay in your lane. Use your right turn signal to exit the roundabout. Yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk at the exit. Large vehicles. Large vehicles need more space in a roundabout. All drivers should be cautious and avoid driving next to or passing large trucks while approaching and maneuvering through a roundabout. A truck apron is a paved area inside a roundabout. It is for the rear wheels of large trucks to use when turning. Trucks may cross into other lanes or onto the truck apron. Truck aprons are not to be used by cars, SUVs, or pickup trucks. General rules about traffic lanes. When there are no signs or markings to control the use of lanes, there are rules that indicate which lane is to be used. These rules cover general driving, passing and turning. General driving. It is illegal and unsafe to back a vehicle in any travel lane unless you are parallel parking or completing a Y-turn. Drivers do not expect a vehicle to be backing toward them and may not realize it until it is too late. If you miss your turn or exit on a freeway, do not back up. Go on to the next exit where you can exit and re-enter the freeway to go back to the exit you missed. Do not stop in travel lanes for any reason, confusion, breakdowns, letting out a passenger. Keep moving until you can safely pull off the road. On a road with two or more lanes traveling in the same direction, stay in the right lane except to pass. On a road with three or more lanes traveling in the same direction, stay as far to the right as practical. As a general rule, never drive on an unpaved shoulder of the road. Passing. You should never pass on the shoulder. However, a paved shoulder may be used to pass a stopped vehicle or one that is slowing to make a left turn. On multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is intended to be used for passing slower vehicles. If you pass on the right, the other driver may have difficulty seeing you and might suddenly change lanes in front of you. Turning. The safest way to make turns is to go from one travel lane to the other as directly as possible without crossing lane lines or interfering with other traffic. Once you have completed your turn, you can change to another lane if you need to. Do not drive in a reserved lane. Reserved lanes are those marked for parking, or restricted to buses, bicycles, or marked for turns only, are not travel lanes except for buses or bicycles. You should only drive in them when you are within half a block of where you plan to turn. When you need to move into a restricted lane to turn right and a bicyclist is beside or ahead of you in that lane, slow down, signal your lane change and move into the restricted lane behind the bicyclist. Safely make your turn when the lane is clear. If you start turning at an intersection, do not change your mind about turning. Last-second changes can cause a crash. Complete your turn and go on to the next intersection where you can turn and work your way back to where you want to go. Multiple turn lanes. If there are signs or lane markings that allow for two or more turning lanes, stay in your lane during the turn. Right turns. After checking traffic to the rear and signaling, move into the travel lane farthest to the right. Before starting to turn, look right and left. Remember to yield the right of way, if necessary. Move your vehicle around the corner and into the travel lane farthest to the right. Do not swing wide as shown in the examples above. Avoid swinging wide to the left before starting to make the turn. The driver behind you may think you are changing lanes or going to turn left and may try to pass you on the right. If you swing wide as you complete the turn, drivers in the far lane will not expect to see you encroaching on their lane. Watch for large trucks and buses making right turns. In order to make the turn, they may need to swing left before turning right. Do not attempt to pass these vehicles on the right. Left turns. On a left turn or U-turn, turn into the travel lane farthest to the left going in your direction. This way, you will cross the fewest lanes of traffic. After checking traffic to the rear and signaling, move into the turn lane, if there is one, or the travel lane farthest to the left. If there is a bicyclist ahead of you in the turn lane, slow down and follow the bicyclist through the turn. Before starting to turn, look left, right, across the intersection, then left again. Remember to yield the right of way, if necessary. Pull out toward the midpoint of the intersection. Wait, with wheels straight, until it is clear to turn. If the traffic light turns red, complete the turn when it is safe. Keep just left of the midpoint of the intersection as you turn. Don't turn the wheels while you are waiting to make a left turn or U-turn. If your wheels are turned and you are hit from behind, you could be pushed into oncoming traffic. Two approaching left turns. Be sure to leave room for oncoming vehicles to turn left in front of you. Be aware of traffic approaching on your left. When you make a left turn, avoid cutting the corner so sharply that you run into traffic approaching on your left. When you make a U-turn, watch for cars turning right and red that may not watch for you and yield as they should. If you follow a bicyclist through a left turn, You may pass the bicyclist after you complete the turn and it is safe to pass. Remember to give bicyclists at least 3 feet of space. U-turn. A U-turn is a turn within the road, made in one smooth U-shaped motion, so as to end up traveling in the opposite direction. You may not make a U-turn at any intersection where a police officer is controlling traffic unless the officer instructs you to make a U-turn. In mid-block on any street in a business district or in mid-block on a through, main, highway in a residential district, except where the street or highway is divided and the turn is made at a legal opening or crossover. At any place where signs prohibit such turns. Upon a curve or upon the approach to or near the crest of a grade on any undivided highway where the vehicle cannot be seen by the driver of any other vehicle with 500 feet approaching from any direction. At any place where a U-turn cannot be made safely or without interfering with other traffic. Y-turn. This is used in the driving exam as a test of skill and judgment. It is not recommended for use in general driving, but may be used in residential areas on streets too narrow for a U-turn. How to make a Y-turn? 1. Check for traffic in your mirrors and blind spot. Signal right. Pull as far right as possible and stop. 2. Check traffic in mirrors and blind spot. When the way is clear, signal left. Make a left angle turn to the opposite curb or side of the road. 3. Check traffic to left and right. Turn front wheels as far right as possible. Looking behind the vehicle, back far enough so the vehicle clears the curb when you pull forward. 4. Check traffic to left and right and proceed when the way is clear. Right of way. Vehicles or pedestrians are likely to meet one another where there are no signs or lights to control traffic. These rules tell who goes first and who must wait in different traffic situations. The one who must wait is yielding right of way to the one who goes first. The law says who must yield the right of way. It does not give anyone the right of way. You should do everything you can to keep from hitting a pedestrian or another vehicle. This includes bicycles and animal-drawn vehicles. Intersections. At an intersection where there are no signs or traffic lights, you must yield to vehicles coming from the right. At a four-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection first goes first, after coming to a complete stop. If more than one vehicle arrives at the same time, the vehicle on the right goes first. You must yield to vehicles already on the main road if you are entering a road from a driveway, alley, or roadside. You must yield to traffic already in a roundabout, traffic circle, or rotary. You must yield to cross traffic if your roadway dead ends. Passing. When passing a vehicle traveling in the same direction, you must yield to it even if it is slowing or coming to a stop. Pedestrians. You must yield where necessary to avoid striking pedestrians who are crossing the road. You must yield to pedestrians when you are entering or exiting a driveway, alley, or parking lot. You must stop before crossing a sidewalk if you are entering or crossing a highway from a driveway, alley, or parking lot. It is illegal to drive on a sidewalk except to cross it. Pedestrians using a dog guide or carrying a white cane have absolute right of way, even if not at an intersection. Do not use your horn as it could startle the blind pedestrian. If you see anyone in the roadway with a dog guide or a white cane, stop at least 10 feet away until the person is off the roadway. Left turns, U-turns. Drivers making a left turn or U-turn must yield to vehicles approaching from the opposite direction, including bicycles. Emergency vehicles. You must yield the right of way to police vehicles, fire trucks, ambulances, or other emergency vehicles using a siren, air horn, or a red or blue flashing light. Pull over to the right edge of the road or as near to the right as possible and stop when you see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching from any direction. Follow any instructions given over the emergency vehicle's loudspeaker. If you are in an intersection, including a roundabout, drive through the intersection before you pull over. If the emergency vehicle using lights or siren is on the other side of a divided highway, you do not need to pull over and stop. You must not pass an emergency vehicle that is about to back into, or is backing into, the driveway entrance of a fire station. It is illegal to pass or follow within 500 feet of a moving emergency vehicle with its red or blue lights on and siren operating. This includes while driving on freeways or other limited access highways. Move over or slow down law. When approaching law enforcement or other emergency vehicles, tow trucks, road machinery, highway construction or maintenance vehicles, public utility, telecommunication carrier or cooperative association vehicles stopped on or near a highway and using flashing warning lights, you must move into a lane not nearest the stopped vehicle and travel in that lane until you have safely passed the stopped vehicle. If it is unsafe to move into another lane, slow down until you have safely passed the stopped vehicle. Animals. People riding animals or driving animal-drawn vehicles on a roadway have the same rights and duties as motor vehicle operators. To avoid scaring the animals, do not sound your horn near them. Slow down and keep a safe distance away while passing them. You should yield the right of way to livestock on or along the highway. However, the person in charge of the livestock must try to open the way for traffic. If the person in charge of the animals gives a signal of distress, you must stop or do what is necessary to avoid injury or a crash. Funeral processions. Only the first vehicle in a funeral procession must obey traffic signs and signals. Vehicles in the procession must have headlights on. Do not cut into or interfere with a funeral procession. School buses. You must stop a minimum of 20 feet from a stopped school bus with its red lights flashing. You must stop whether the school bus is on your side of the road, the opposite side of the road, or at an intersection that you are approaching. After the school bus red lights have stopped flashing, watch for children along the side of the road. Do not go until they have completely left the roadway. Divided highway, divided highways, roadways, unless signs say otherwise, you are not required to stop for a school bus if you are driving in the opposite direction on a divided highway. Parking. You are responsible for making sure your vehicle is not a hazard when it is parked. Whenever you park, be sure it is in a place far enough from any travel lane to avoid interfering with traffic and that is visible to vehicles approaching from either direction. Park in a designated parking area if possible. Always set your parking brake when you park. Leave the vehicle in the lowest gear if it has a manual transmission, or in park if it has an automatic transmission. A possible exception to this is during cold weather when it is possible the parking brake could freeze in the on position. At such times, you may choose to leave the parking brake off. Your vehicle should still be left in the lowest gear or in park. If parked on a rural highway, you must leave at least 15 feet of road width for other traffic to pass your vehicle. Your vehicle must be visible for at least 500 feet in either direction. Your parking lights and taillights must be on if it is dark outside. Get out of the vehicle on the curbside if you can. If you have to use the street side, check traffic before you open the door. Shut the door as soon as you can after getting out. Never leave the ignition key in a parked vehicle. It is a good habit to lock the doors whenever you leave your vehicle. If you must park on a roadway, park your vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as you can. How to park on a hill. Left to right. Downhill with or without curb, uphill with curb, uphill without curb. 1. Check for traffic in your mirrors and blind spot. Signal right. Pull over as far right as possible and stop. Slow as you are moving out of traffic. 2. Turn your wheels sharply to the left if there is a curb and you face uphill. 3. Turn your wheels sharply to the right if there is no curb or if you face downhill. See the illustrations. This way, if your vehicle starts to roll, it will roll away from traffic. 4. Set your emergency brake and place your vehicle in park. If your vehicle has manual transmission, shift into reverse if parking downhill or into the lowest gear if parking uphill. 5. To resume travel, put your turn signal on, check mirrors and blind spot. When safe, pull out into your traffic lane. No parking zones. There are many areas where you cannot park. Check for signs which may prohibit or limit parking. Some parking restrictions are indicated by painted curb markings, usually yellow. Do not park in the following locations. In an intersection. in a construction area if your vehicle will block traffic. Within 15 feet of a crosswalk or intersection. Within 10 feet of a fire hydrant. Within 25 feet of a railroad crossing. More than 1 foot from the curb. Within 15 feet of a fire station driveway on the same side of the street or directly across from the entrance. Within 4 feet of a driveway, alley, or private road, or blocking the area of the curb removed or lowered for access to the sidewalk. In front of a school, grades K-8, from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on school days, or as posted. On a bridge or overpass, or in a tunnel or underpass. On the wrong side of the street, opposing traffic. In a space marked for the disabled, unless you have a special parking permit or plates for the disabled. On the roadside of a parked vehicle, double parking. On railroad tracks. Wherever a sign says you cannot park. How to parallel park. Observe other traffic, pedestrians and fixed objects throughout these steps. 1. Check traffic in rear view mirrors as you slow. Put your turn signal on. Stop even with the vehicle ahead and about 2 feet away from it. 2. Turn wheels right and slowly back toward the vehicle behind. As the front door passes the back bumper of the vehicle ahead, straighten the wheels and continue to back straight. 3. When clear of the vehicle ahead, turn wheels sharply left and back slowly to the vehicle behind. Be looking to the sidewalk area and towards the vehicle behind you. 4. Turn wheels right and pull toward the center of the parking space. Straighten wheels unless you are on a hill. When the maneuver is finished, your vehicle should be within 12 inches of the curb or edge of the road, and at least 2 feet away from parked vehicles. To resume travel, put your turn signal on, check mirrors and blind spot. When safe, pull out into your traffic lane. Diverging Diamond Interchange, DDI. A diverging diamond interchange, DDI, is designed to intuitively guide motorists through the interchange. This type of interchange has been shown to increase capacity and safety, decrease congestion and minimize the cost of new infrastructure. You will encounter the first DDI in Wisconsin at the I-39, 90 and WIS-11, Avalon Road, interchange, south of Janesville. Find more information at http://wisconsin.gov/pages/safety-eng/inter-design/d.aspx. Advantages of a diverging diamond interchange, DDI. Safety. Reduces the number of ways vehicles can collide by almost half, 14 compared to 26 for a conventional diamond interchange. Greater capacity and efficiency. Accommodates more traffic than conventional designs. Drivers make free-flow right and left turns onto the major freeway. Easy navigation. Guides drivers with overhead signs, pavement marking and traffic signals. Meets the needs of all road users. Accommodates large trucks, vehicles, pedestrians and bicyclists. When driving a DDI, the same general rules apply as for maneuvering through any other type of intersection. Navigating a diverging diamond interchange, DDI. Drivers follow the signs, signals and pavement markings to cross through the intersection at the first set of traffic lights. Traffic appears as if on a one-way street. All left turns onto the freeway or free flow, meaning vehicles do not stop to access the ramp. Vehicles going straight simply proceed through a second set of traffic lights. Pedestrians travel on designated walkways and cross only at the crosswalks. Bicyclists may choose to use the bike lane or pedestrian walkways and crosswalks.